chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her, and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife. Jesus said to them, Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. The Sadducees were the wealthy, sophisticated, influential, the well-educated people of the time. And they didn't believe things like the resurrection or angels or spirits. So they asked Jesus a well-crafted question to try and make the resurrection seem ridiculous. They proceed to ask him one of those absurd questions that we hear today, like, can God create a rock so large he can't lift it? Jesus tells them in verse 24, You are wrong because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. These guys were smart, but when it came to Scripture, they were quite dull. When we don't know the Scripture, then everything we believe and hold as true is just opinion. And when we don't know the power of God, we then doubt that He's big enough to actually do what we see in Scripture. It's important to educate yourself. It's important to be well-rounded. But Jesus is saying here that without knowing Scripture and knowing the power of God, all of their education is pointless. What if we all spent as much time really seeking the truth as we do mulling over meaningless trivia like the Sadducees here? People love to talk about things like, did Adam have a belly button? Or when did dinosaurs exist? Because it's easy conversation. It doesn't challenge anyone. But I would challenge you, read Scripture today. Memorize Scripture. Meditate and think on Scripture today. And God will reveal Himself to you. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.